A traditional welcome from elders in the Samburu community for one of China's best-known stars. Film actress Li Bingbing is here to meet villagers and wildlife researchers who say the illegal killing of elephants in Kenya and in other parts of Africa is reaching crisis point. Driving inside the park, it doesn't take long to stumble across a herd of around 20 animals. The young elephants toss dust on each other's backs under the watchful gaze of the head female.
This one is Matisse, this big female here. She has very lovely tusk. She's also maybe one of the risks for the poachers. The poachers might like her because she has very nice tusks. My name is Serenoy. I'm working with Elephant Watch as a chief guide. I've worked with Elephant Watch for the last 4.5 years. Elephants have been killed in quite a big number. There's families that I knew that had about 30 individuals or even more, and right now only young ones are left, they're only the orphans. There's so many bulls, big bulls. There's a time that I knew of about 100 bulls, but very few, less than 30 of them are now left. So it's quite a lot of elephants that have been killed.
You're working as a safari guide. You're bringing tourists to Samburu every week. Do you think that the rise in the illegal killing of elephants for ivory could have an impact on tourism?
Yeah. Working as a safari guide, I think poaching is also affecting tourism, like the rate of number of people coming into Kenya. If elephants are killed, they see there's no point of coming here. So we should stop killing elephants because that's good for us all, to the local people and for us all as a nation and world.
My name's David Dublin, Field Operation Officer, Save the Elephants Samburu.
So I'm here at the Save the Elephants Research Centre, which is nestled beside the main river running through the Samburu National Reserve. David, you're one of a team of experts monitoring the movements and habits of over 900 elephants, both here in Kenya and elsewhere in Africa. How concerned are you about the poaching situation at present?
If the current trends are not going to be changed, or we're not going to catch up with the current trends, which is the illegal killing, which is right across Kenya and Africa, yes, I'm very much worried.
Li Bingbing is one of the biggest stars in China. Millions of followers and social networks. She's one of the most famous faces in the country through her movies. What kind of role can she play in tackling the poaching issue?
It is all about education. If you educate, people who are actually consuming the ivory, who are just, it's all about simple status that, because I can afford, I can put an ivory there. So if Li Bingbing goes out there, she's seen today a dead elephant and she was so heartbroken, she was completely broken down. If she goes on the same and she actually talks to, even if it's just half a million Chinese and just say, this is so wrong, it's going to be so important to actually even engage more and more Chinese, and which we believe that is the main consumer of this ivory.
Back at camp, Li Bingbing receives a blessing from the local community and hears stories and legends about elephants and Samburu culture. A few hours before, the actress visited the remains of an elephant recently killed by poachers and filmed a video about illegal ivory. She says consumers in China, other parts of Asia and across the world need to know more about the impact of the trade.
People love the world and people love all the animals. People love to have a very peaceful and very friendly world. After people see our video about the elephants, about how people to get the tusks from the elephants, I believe nobody would love to buy ivory. I would love to share my experience with my fans. As a human being, we should have responsibility to take care, to love our world and harmony. No kill, just send our love.